Blackstone Audiobooks presents Socrates in 90 Minutes by Paul Strathern. Introduction. In the beginning was the world, and we didn't really know much about it. But we survived regardless. The original philosopher was the puzzled Neolithic who questioned this state of affairs. What on earth was going on? What was it all about? For countless millennia, the answers we came up with were not philosophy. They consisted of superstition, fairy tales, and religion. The first people to come up with philosophical answers, that is, those who used reason and observation, unclouded by metaphysical mumbo-jumbo, were the ancient Greeks in the 6th century BC. Precisely why this major step in human evolution should have taken place at this time, on the obscure shores of the Aegean, remains a mystery. The Chinese, the Babylonians, and the ancient Egyptians were all more advanced at this stage, their civilizations more powerful and extensive. They also had superior practical technology and knew far more about mathematics. The intricacies of silk manufacture, pyramid building, and the ability to predict eclipses were well beyond Greek capacities. And compared with the theological sophistications of the Chinese, Babylonian, and ancient Egyptian religions, the ancient Greeks' collection of primitive myths about the behavior of the gods on Olympus was laughable. This was religion retarded in its infantile stage of development. Only when it matures does religion require human sacrifice. But this childish state of affairs may well hold the key to the mystery, at least in part. Without it, the miraculous flowering of ancient Greek culture, which is still recognizable as the foundation of Western culture, may never have occurred. The trivial religion of the Greeks...